Hypertrophy Manual. Discover the secrets to muscle growth, supreme strength, and maintaining a healthy diet. Written by Jay Steele. Narrated by Martin Lawrence.
Not all strength is created equal. Now that opening statement might surprise you. After all, strength is strength, right? Well, not necessarily. You see, there are actually different types of strength. And the type of training that you do depends on the type of strength that you want and what you're going to use it for. Specifically, there is agile strength, functional strength, explosive strength, dynamic strength, and strength endurance. Now let's talk about each one of those individually. First of all, let's talk about agile strength. Now, agile strength is the ability to control, maneuver, and adjust your strength to suit the situation. In other words, it's the ability to pick up and move heavy stuff. And this is probably the sort of strength that people use the most. When you're carrying groceries out to your car, for example, then you would be using agile strength. And you should train for agile strength to avoid sprains, pulled muscles, damaged tendons, etc. Now let's look at a typical training regime for agile strength as suggested by the American Council on Exercise. And they recommend multi-planar movements using a variety of free weights such as dumbbells, medicine balls, sandbags, etc., or cable machines. The intensity should be low to moderate, approximately 50 to 75% of the estimate one repetition, or 1 RM, for a particular exercise. Reps should be 12 to 15 plus. Tempo should be variable speeds, slow to fast. The sets should be 2 to 5 or more, and the rest interval should be 30 to 90 seconds. Then there's functional strength. And as the name suggests, functional strength is strength that is, well, functional. And it's strength that you can use. You're not trying to look strong or look healthy. You're trying to be those things. It differs from agile strength insofar as this is strength for your whole body, including things like your heart, rather than just the ability to pick things up and carry them. When training for functional strength, you should consider the 7 primal movements. Specifically, they are squatting, lunging, bending, pushing, pulling, gait, and that can be either walking or running, and twisting. And exercises for functional strength include squats, deadlift, bench press, pull-up, press-ups, otherwise known as push-ups in some countries, overhead press, and kettlebell swing. And then we have explosive strength. And explosive strength, a component of speed strength, refers to acceleration or rate of force development, or the neuromuscular system's ability to generate high action velocities. Exercises used to develop explosive strength are defined as those in which the initial rate of concentric force production is maximal or near maximal and is maintained throughout the range of motion of the exercise. I'm sure that sounds as clear as mud to you as it does to me, so let's just say that explosive strength is the ability to exert strength or force as rapidly as possible in a given action. The exercises that you can do for explosive strength, as suggested by bodybuilding.com, include the plate jump, frog squat jump, box squat jump, dumbbell swing through jump, standing triple jump, finger clean, dumbbell jerk, ravers, concentric box jump, and long box jump. Then we have dynamic strength. And dynamic strength is strength displayed during movement. It's quantitatively expressed in terms of limb or trunk torque at a specified angular velocity, almost always during concentric muscle action. And typical exercises for dynamic strength include jogging variations, lateral movements, leg swings, lunges, and arm circles. And dynamic strength exercises are often included as part of a warm-up routine. So they do help you to get the blood circulating. They do help you to warm the muscles up before you go on to do other types of exercise. And finally, there's strength endurance. And strength endurance is the specific form of strength displayed in activities which require a relatively long duration of muscle tension with minimal decrease in efficiency. And strength endurance is basically the muscle's ability to produce strength or resistance over an extended period of time. And strength resistance training allows the muscles to remain functionally active for longer. Now, when training for strength endurance, what you should do is use heavy weights doing low reps, use large volume doing more sets, and shorten rest periods. You know, it doesn't take nearly as long to recover from a couple of reps as it does from 2 to 15, so you can do your next set quicker. So there's strength and there's strength. What type of strength are you looking for? In this video, I want to talk about body weight training. Now, as the name would suggest, this involves training using only the weight of your own body. So you're not going to be lifting really heavy weights. You're not going to be lifting anything that weighs more than you do, because all you're going to be lifting is yourself. And there are advantages and disadvantages to body weight training. Now let's just go through some of them. Let's talk about the advantages first. And probably the biggest advantage is that body weight training doesn't require any equipment or tools. There are some items that can help you get more from your training, and a pull-up bar in particular is highly advisable. But it's not a requirement though, and they're not very expensive if you do decide to get one. And you don't really need to have a pull-up bar. You can just simply grab onto a door frame or a tree branch or something like that. This is possible to do this without any equipment at all. And body weight training helps you to build a powerful strength-to-weight ratio, because after all, you're only lifting your own weight. And you can become very strong without gaining a lot of extra weight. And it's very active. And when you do this kind of training, your heart rate goes up, you burn more fat, and you improve your overall energy levels. You can train anywhere, because you don't need to go to the gym to do this. You can train at home, you can train outdoors, you can train whenever you have a spare moment. And it's good for all ages. And you train all your muscles together rather than in isolation. Now let's look at the disadvantages. And one of the disadvantages is you train all your muscles together rather than in isolation. So if you're training for the mirror, let's say you're a guy who wants to get a six-pack, then this isn't going to be much help to you. It also involves doing a lot of reps, reps being short for repetitions, and as the name suggests, this can be repetitive and boring, so it can get a bit tedious. On the whole though, body weight training can be very beneficial, especially if you're new to physical fitness and you're currently out of shape. You never lift anything heavier than your own body, and the exercises are probably familiar to you from school. So we're talking exercises like push-ups, otherwise known as press-ups, sit-ups, star jumps, which they used to call jumping jacks when I was at school, jack-in-the-box, and pull-ups or chin-ups. And ideally, Any exercise routine that you do for body weight training should include as many of these as possible. And you should try and see how many reps you can do in 30 seconds. And you can rest between each exercise. And as time goes by, you'll find that you're able to do more and more in each 30-second interval. But don't overdo it in the beginning. When you find yourself getting tired, then it's time to stop. And of course, because you don't need to go to the gym, because you don't need to have any special equipment that you've got to get out, you can stop and start and stop and start again to fit into the time that you have available. In this video, I want to talk about gym-based training. And this is the sort of training that most people are familiar with. Indeed, as far as most people are concerned, fitness training or working out equals going to the gym. And it generally involves using weights and machines, and it typically involves taking out some kind of membership subscription, unless, of course, you're having a home gym installed. But, of course, that can be quite expensive. And there are advantages and disadvantages of gym-based training. Now, let's look at some of the advantages. First of all, it lets you do a specific type of training or build a specific type of muscle group in isolation. So you're training a particular muscle rather than your entire body as a whole. And this is great for bodybuilding, weightlifting, or training for the mirror. So if you're a guy looking to get a six-pack, then the gym is the best place for you. And of course, when you're training at the gym, there's usually someone on hand to give advice and assistance. There's going to be a variety of equipment. Obviously, that's going to vary depending on which gym that you're a member of or what you can afford if you're building your own home-based gym. But if you go to a gym, they're going to have lots of different types of equipment that you can use. And of course, when you subscribe to a gym, there's a lot of camaraderie. You know, you're training around other people, and this can spur you on to greater achievement. Now, let's look at some of the disadvantages. And I suppose the biggest disadvantage is the cost. You know, gym memberships are generally not cheap. And if you purchase your own equipment for a home gym, then there is a considerable upfront expense. And of course, it's a lot of hassle. You've got to go out to the gym, you've got to get there, you've got to change your clothes, you've got to do your workout, you've got to take a shower afterwards, etc., etc. So you have to find time in your day to fit it all in. And of course, this is the reason why lots of people will take out a gym membership. They might go, you know, half a dozen times, if that, and then they simply forget all about it because it's just too much hassle fitting the time in. And of course, another big disadvantage of gym training are germs. You're sharing facilities and other people's standards of hygiene may not be as high as your own. So yoga mats, handles on equipment, etc. are prime breeding grounds for bacteria. So you may find yourself getting more colds and infections than usual after you start going to the gym. Now, typical gym equipment will include treadmills, weights, you'll probably have a bench press, dumbbells, kettlebells, etc. There'll most likely be resistance machines, leg curl machines, dipping bars, etc., etc. Now, let's look at a typical gym workout for building muscle strength and mass. And this is recommended by the website bodybuilding.com. And they recommend that you spread this over a week. So on day one, they recommend doing barbell squats, 4 sets, 8 reps. Barbell bench press, medium grip, and you want to do 4 sets, 8 reps. Then pull-ups, 4 sets, 8 reps. Then standing military press, 4 sets, 8 reps. Barbell curl, 4 sets, 8 reps. and ab roller, 4 sets, 8 reps. So that's all you're going to do on the first day, which is quite a lot of activity. So on day 2, they recommend that you rest. On day 3, you're going to do barbell deadlift, 5 sets, 5 reps. Bent over barbell row, 5 sets, 5 reps. Incline dumbbell press, 5 sets, 5 reps. Side lateral raise, 5 sets, 5 reps. Standing dumbbell triceps extension, 5 sets, 5 reps. And hammer curls, 5 sets, 5 reps. On day 4, you're going to rest. On day 5, you're going to do dumbbell lunges, 3 sets, 12 reps. Dips, tricep version, 3 sets, 12 reps. Chin-ups, 3 sets, 12 reps. Double kettlebell push press, 3 sets, 12 reps. Seated calf raise, 3 sets, 12 reps. And plate twist, 1 set, 12 reps. On day 6 and 7, you're going to rest. So if you want to follow this routine, obviously you need to find a gym that's going to have all the equipment that you need to carry it through. Now, that's just one routine. There are lots of others. And if you're interested in pursuing this further, then I strongly recommend that you visit this page here, www.bodybuilding.com/content/top-muscle-building-routines-max-muscle-gains.html. And if I scroll down here, you can get a better look. You'll see there's a whole lot of information here. All this stuff here. It's got the routine I was just describing, but it's got photos that show you exactly how to do it. And if I scroll down a bit further, you can see we've got 4-day splits routines as well. And it's got a whole lot of information here, lots of photos. And this site here, bodybuilding.com, does have a lot of information about building muscle strength and that sort of thing. In this video, I want to talk about a simple workout that you can do anywhere. And the great thing about this workout is you really can do it anywhere. And when I mean anywhere, I really do mean anywhere. You can do it at home. You can do it at work. You can do it when you're on holiday or traveling in business. You can do it when you're waiting for a bus or any time that you have a spare moment. It's not too strenuous, so you're unlikely to work up a sweat, so you can do it in whatever clothes that you happen to be wearing. And the workout is a circuit. That means you go through each exercise once, and then you're going to start again from the beginning, provided you have the time, of course. And you're going to rest for 30 seconds between each completed set, and you're going to perform each set of moves for 30 seconds. So this workout only takes 10 minutes in total. The exercises are push-ups, pull-ups, and jack-in-the-box. And the workout looks like this. 30 seconds of push-ups, 30 seconds of pull-ups, 30 seconds of jack-in-the-box, 30 seconds of rest. And then you repeat it 5 times. And you want to make sure that you're doing as many repetitions of each exercise as you can and that you're giving it your all. You also need to ensure that you aren't resting at all when you move from one to the next. And it doesn't really matter how many press-ups and pull-ups you do. All that matters is that you keep going until the end of the 30 seconds, or at least keep trying. And if you can't do push-ups, then you can do push-ups on your knees to begin with. And if you can't do pull-ups or you can't do enough, then you're going to do assisted pull-ups. And assisted pull-ups means that you're going to take a chair and put it underneath the pull bar just to give you a bit of assistance. And you can put your feet on that chair and use them to slightly help yourself through each pull-up. Now, don't cheat and just stand up. You know, just give yourself the slightest bit of help with your legs so that you can complete each exercise. Finally, when performing the jack-in-the-box, you need to squat all the way down and crouch. Then you're exploding upwards and splaying your arms and legs like a starfish. It's like a squat combined with the star jump. And if you can't do this, then just do tuck jumps to begin with, and that'll be fine. And that's it. That's the whole workout. Like I said, it's simple, but it's also really very effective. And as time goes by and you do this more often, you'll find yourself able to do more and more repetitions in each 30-second set. So it's very easy to monitor your progress. So you can just keep a note of how many star jumps you do or how many pull-ups you do, etc. And over time, you'll see that you're getting better and better, and therefore your fitness is improving and your muscles are getting bigger and so on. So why does this work so well? Why is it such a good exercise routine to do? Well, first of all, it has everything that you need in it. The workout has three components: push, pull, and legs. And each exercise is also compound, so you're targeting nearly every muscle.